This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action, and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
Nothing in the physical universe ever remains constant. From the subatomic level all the way to the universe itself, everything, absolutely everything, is in constant motion. That includes the self-storage industry. As I move through some of the various transactions I'm involved with, I'm really present to that the industry is evolving and changing very quickly. My deals evolve and change very quickly. The markets they're in evolve and change very quickly. Let's look at some of the backdrop in which this is occurring and where the advantage may be for the small investor today. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses a lot of the training I offer, like this training, free, as well as the courses, such as the On-Demand Quick Start Academy, which is designed to take you from wherever you are right now all the way to putting your first or your next self-storage facility into service. You can find out more about the products and services I offer at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. Hit the store tab. Now let's talk about the backdrop right now that the self-storage industry is functioning in. That could give us a little context. Now, I tread very lightly here, okay? And when I say political instability, I don't mean like we're in chaos. And it really doesn't matter which side of the political spectrum you're on. You could be really excited about how things are going, make America great again. Or you could feel like we're going off the abyss. Just one thing is for certain, no matter where you are, things change dramatically and unexpectedly today. You could wake up and you're in a war you didn't even know you were in. You could wake up and we have removed a head of state. Remember the tariffs that were causing a lot of issues, particularly around the self-storage industry? But remember all the hoo-ha and around the tariffs? When was the last time you thought about the tariffs? Who would have known that you'd wake up one day and we're bombing Iran? Now, all of this has effects on the market. See, in the past, with the two-party system that we have, depending on which party was in power, what they would do, for the most part, is move the pieces on the board into different positions. Today, it just feels like the board, the table, and all the pieces have been just kicked over. Again, you may like what's going on, you may not like what's going on, but the market likes predictability. The economy likes predictability. And inside this new context that we're in, the winners in this new context are going to be the people that can adjust quickly to the new backdrop that we're in. Let's look at some other factors. The housing market has slowed. People relocating in the past has been a big driver for the storage industry. Let's look at some facts. High mortgage rates, 6% plus, dramatically increased monthly payments compared to the 2-3% loan homeowners locked in during the 2020 through 2021 and earlier. Affordability remains challenging. You know, even though the prices have slowed, prices themselves, for the most part, in most parts of the country, remain elevated. There's more inventory. Buyers have more options to choose from. And that reduces the bidding wars that occurred in many markets. And the big thing is the locked-in homeowners. Many are reluctant to sell because that would mean they're giving up their low interest rates. And not only that, the self-storage space is in many parts of the country, in many markets, dealing with oversupply. Let's look at some facts. 2020, 35 to 40 million square feet came online. 21, 45 million. 22, 55 million. So you can see from 20 to 26, and 26 is a forecast, we're anticipating 362.5 million new square feet in the past, so far this decade. That's a 17.5% increase. Is supply still increasing? Well, it's slowed down. But here's what's anticipated to hit the market in the next few years. This year, 53 to 54 million, 27, approximately 45 million, 28, approximately 39 million. Now let's look at the population growth. There's two things that can absorb this. One is population growth. And by the way, that fixes most problems in the real estate business. And two, a larger percentage using self-storage. From 2020 to 2026, the U.S. population has grown 10.3%, adding an additional 10.3 million people. Now, if you take that number and multiply it by 8 square feet per capita, let's just say that's equilibrium, that is new demand of 82,400,000 square feet, a far cry from the 362 million square feet brought online. So what does all this mean? Well, a few things. One, if you're a seller in the market, just know that the days of people paying for future value are gone. People are underwriting with current rates, current occupancy rates, and maybe even lower. And the complicated dynamic pricing has made it somewhat hard to really get a feel or an exact understanding of what's going on in a particular trade area. So what banks and people underwriting deals do is they probably use the lower rate because they don't know or have a hard time. Even with our subscription services, we have somewhat of a hard time peering into a market and seeing what's really occurring. What is the real in-store rate? So you'll see in some of these subscription services, in-store rate, well, that's the in-store rate that the owner of the facility says they're getting. So there's a lot of unknown, but what's going on in the world, a lot of uncertainty, and many people hopefully step to the sidelines or just don't know what to do. That's our opportunity. So just so you know, what I'm kind of focused on at the moment is high barrier of entry markets make it harder to do deals, but I feel safer in a high barrier entry market today. And I'm trying not to do deals where I'm bringing on more than, let's say, 30,000 square feet. The exception to that is boat and RV development. That still occurs to be an undersupplied segment of the market. But I'm trying not to bring on massive amounts of square footage, just adding it up, finding trade areas where there's a little bit more demand that can be absorbed, putting in some type of product that isn't in that market or is very low in that market, and trying to add small amounts of new space. But what I really think is going to win the day is patient money. Just know that you're going to get less today in the first few years of a deal than you did in the past. The days of me being able to hit a 20% internal rate of return in 5 years, it's hard to find any projects like that. But for the small investor, if we have patient money, which frankly, most of our own capital is fairly patient compared to the rest of the market, those are going to be the people I think they're going to win in today's self-storage environment. You know, in the past, I syndicated a lot of deals. Today, I'm still in some syndications, but I'm also in a lot more partnerships and joint ventures than I ever was before. Why? We're looking for patient money, money that's playing the long game. Those deals are still out there. That's where I feel that the smaller investor, the smaller operator has an advantage today over the publicly traded as well as the large funds. It's harder to raise capital and say you're going to get 10 years, you're going to get a 20% internal rate of return. But we're doing those deals. I don't have to pass necessarily on deals that don't generate enough return fast enough. Why? Because we're playing a long game. Now, I don't have to alter my pro forma assumptions to a 6 cap for future values or a 5.5 cap for future values or leasing up at 8% of our net square footage a month to hit certain return numbers so I can attract capital. We're underwriting these things very conservatively. Why? Patient capital. If you can play the long game today, those are the people I think are going to be the winners in today's market. Play the game for the long haul. If you can do that, you can reap the wealth and rewards that this industry really offers. Then if things change drastically, interest rates drop, larger percentage of the population starts using self-storage, all the better for you. But it's still, at least for me, a game worth playing. I hope you can find your entry point into today's market. Think about patient money and see if that makes a difference how you look at the deals. Thanks for listening. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I look forward to being with you next week.